and also how to do how to make a tent. I learned these from Ama Kapenyuk. He was he was a stutterer, but he learned he knew a lot of these string games. These were taught to me, but since I could not find it in my memory at that time, when I knew how to work them, how to do the string games, I would do them right away. But I find I have forgotten a lot of them, and I am glad that these women we know are smarter and they retain more of these string games, and I would like to relearn them. I learned them now, and when they sing these songs, also the dance, Eskimo dance songs, and then I moved up to Fairbanks because I wanted to live near the union which I belonged to, and then working with children for several years, teaching them how to Eskimo dance. When I went to beyond the Wainwright to the soldiers, I taught them how to do string game, Eskimo dances, and also in Wainwright. In one winter, I would travel to all the schools and do Eskimo dances with them. And I am working with a school district there. This is in Fairbanks, going from school to school teaching. And I have an interpreter. And I teach them first, and then my interpreters, which are usually women, do the talking. And Miriam is from St. Lawrence Island. And Edda Lord was one of the first translators when we were working with the children there. Now, and as we do these things, we heard that if those regular Eskimo dancers can sing their own songs and not sing the songs of others, but they should sing the songs that they themselves have composed as Eskimo dancers. And they can also pass on the songs that they have learned. That is all right. But they should. There are several songs that Mayura, my cousin, I had given to him, so that he can make them into motion dance songs. And then the Kabarak here know the dance groups that we as a group perform for the tours. And we used to sing songs of others. But when Kavir looked, the person who used to teach me songs, he was a good motion dancer. He knew a lot of songs. And he sang songs, made motions for them, and also taught others. And when he used, the schools that he used to go in and teach, the buildings are now gone. Then there, before my cousin passed away, this is the song I gave to him. I will sing it now. He used to sing this in a high voice, a loud voice, and we were dancers together up there, meaning Fairbanks. And since I am dumb, I can only recall in my mind what these motions are, but I cannot follow his exact motions, but now I am trying to recall his actions. Since Tunirtak and Suvalik asked about the song, and then I recalled it for them. And I called Tunirtak, my uncle. These are songs that I have learned from others and also gave to others to perform. When I went into one auditorium, they told me there were 700 children. And it must have been that all the children, there would be so many of them when we moved into another house to perform, probably in a big auditorium. And also when we moved into the army post to perform, there were 700. Then there were 500 children at one gathering. Then I also gave the song to the group which performs for the tourists, to Nukapirarok's group. And they put English titles on them. I composed the song myself, and this is the song that I first sang that I gave for Kavirluk, that I acquired from Kavirluk, and near the when they had Kari, when they were preparing for the whale festival, they were preparing the caribou, and my father used to sing a lot of songs, but since I have not learned them, there are probably others who have learned them. I am happy. This is someone speaking.
This song that someone probably doesn't know, I'm going to sing it. My name is Eloise Okakuk. These people that were singing songs make me want to come up. I will sing a short song that my grandmother composed that she gave to me. This is the song of the reindeer herders that I learned then. There is the song that I know to this. Maybe the other person can finish it or know the rest of the song. My name is Bibi. Bibi. That was my partner, my old buddy, my classmate. Bunny Hyuk made this song for us for a ceremonial dance not too long ago because she knows that we were real good friends. I know part of it also. I will sing some of it. We have just sung it the way we wanted to. This song that was given to us by Bunny Hyuk, we were real good friends. I didn't catch the name of it. The Christmas present that was given to me was a song by my niece or nephew that gave me this song. I will sing it out. I wonder where my little sewing ulu is. I wonder where it is. When I went to the house, it was there. Now I've forgotten some of it. That concludes the end of the song. I haven't heard this song that a ceremonial song given to me by Sailak. I haven't heard it since he passed away. I used to know this song, but I will relate this song that was given to me by Sailak. Those songs that were given to me by my relatives, because my parents were not singers. These are the songs that I learned not too long from now, and there were several songs that were given to me. I am relating you these songs to you that I know that were given to me by my relatives. My name is Sarah Kunangnana. this. You will not hear a lengthy song. When Allah went to my home as a young girl, Allah was entertaining me and taught me this song. She was holding a young puppy. And I was the game, was this game that he used to play for the young children. He used to pick up the child and sing this song to him. These songs by the reindeer herders, as I was one of the members of the reindeer herders. This song goes like this. This was a song by Anasuak as a reindeer herders, as he was herding the reindeer. I was growing up knowing Uweaktak, and when Uweaktak would get mad at me and Rosanna, he composed this song. He was trying to scare us because he was angry at us. This song that Nanavak sing Awa had a little before. Anasua had a little puppy or a female dog named Chadi and another dog named Derek. And these dogs would go and get caribou and take them back, and this is how it goes. Those were the songs that he used to have his dogs go and get the caribou meat. And this was another song by Uweaktak. Where Takalak singing. Here I am back on the floor again because of the songs. When Dr. Crab and his wife were here as teachers, as I was a young boy, during Christmas, during the games, the schoolhouse then wasn't very large. When we go there for the Christmas game, we went there from Ikpikpak. Dr. Graham, at the time was a teacher. He came in and composed a song, because I remember this song, and as I listened to it, he sang this song to us with full vigor as he entered the classroom. That was the length of that song that he composed. Because the people were singing their own songs, that they wanted to relate to, I have a song for you too. Samuel Kunangana, that was the song I composed myself. I forgot this song. When Aluk sang this song, I recalled it, and that was the song that I composed myself. You saw Aluk Kunangana sing a song. Amayurak gave us daughter in Fairbanks, and Salak started it again here in Barrow. I forgot it myself because of so much sorrow then, but now people are happier. My name is Sukhbana Namna. I remember the spring game songs, but I don't remember the spring games quite that well. When they work on the spring games, they work on them. And each spring games have their own saying. He's saying, there's something to drip, something to drip. Where are you going to drip? Right over there. That's one string song. I know my name is Henry Masonic. These small songs. When they sing them over and over, you can always remember them. I think I'll make this rather short, or I might not even finish it.
Hey, 03, got two flags and number 2 going across.
Oliver James used to sing compose songs. We recall. And it was this song that he composed, and I will sing it to you. He said the owls used to speak English, but the white people cannot understand them. That is the best I know, and I'm just letting you all know. My name is Nungasak. I forgot. It is not. I may not have learned this with the right words that James used. I will perform a string game that I learned from Angonduktak. It doesn't have a song though. Here is a whaler, Angaduksuna. Thank you. it went something like pulled the rope of the whale. And this is something about a kayak. You can almost see the kayak over there on the string. He's carrying his kayak. You can see the man and the kayak. He doesn't remember the song. Tangling.
I didn't understand.
These are, you can see the sort of an arm hold or something like that. You can see the body when he was, the body and the upper part of the dorsal, I guess. He will, Nasakana is going to sing such songs that he knows, and that is the caribou. You can see the antlers. Telling more is about the two old arms. This dancer will not perform a dance, but I will sing a song. As a young kid growing up at Nubuk, I will sing this short song. If anybody knows how to dance this ceremonial dance, they can dance. As little children, we used to play that as ceremonial dance. My name is Sukran.
We will be able to use the things that will be helpful for us. We have 20 minutes time, and so if you have any songs, come on down. There will be a potluck at 6 tonight and Eskimo dance at 7:30 at where? Mars Spence Hall. I would like to sing a little song on reindeers. Reindeer herders. They didn't have much women, and there were a lot of young men. And they used to live in that lifestyle. When my there were some reindeer herders when I started traveling about 10 years old. There were Nayukuk, Nukaperak, and Akivak took me. In the wintertime, in a place called Makimialurak, when they used to trap, and the ones that had only the traps. And so, a guy by the name of if he scolds me, I will not be offended. When he went into barrel, the people wanted to see him. Sometimes he would enjoy staying in barrel, and so he would take a long time going back to the reindeer herder's camp. Avik made a song, and I will sing his song. That poor old man, why shouldn't he come? Nukaperak. There's five harnesses that he has made. Avik was made a song. This song was made for Avik because he had a. It was real. It was a long time before he came, and he was trapping. Avik was trapping, and when it was time to trap, and they had visitors from Barrow. And they said that if a person didn't trap, when the trapping season came, and they would be jailed if they didn't do it at the time that they were supposed to. Trapping season, these reindeer herders were told this. And Avik hadn't even set out traps yet. And so, He was worried about that. He didn't want to be put in jail, so he didn't take them out, his traps. And when he finally arrived, Avik, he was encouraged to put traps, but he would sleep if he didn't. When he didn't reindeer herd, and he never picked out his traps because he didn't want to be put in jail. And finally, Asiara Rangoluk made a song for him. This is his song, and I'll sing it. Always sleeping. Avik is always, he's not, we've been trying to trap, and here he is always sleeping. Always sleeping. Avik is always sleeping. He should take his traps out at least. That's the song that Searongluk made for Avik. Avik finally threw his traps away because he didn't want to be put in jail. I would like to, I've just remembered some of the people's songs. Avingasuk. These people know Avingasuk. Their father of Avingasuk. And this man, this song, I finally understood the meaning of this song. The name of the song, I used to think about it. I learned it from Kinyuviak. I wonder what this means. This is my thinking. And why did he sing that? Why did he make that song? And when Kinyuviak sang it, I finally understood the meaning. Avingasuk made this song. And if I don't sing it correctly, maybe Ikuan knows it. I'm scared being here. Are you my friend, my father? This is my father's belonging. He used to give people a hard time. And he had traveled by plane. I never used to really understood what it meant. And Kinyuviak knew the song. Kavirluk and Kinyuviak used to sing songs. And my name is Jonah Levitt. We are almost finished. Kakinya. I don't like to sing other people's songs, and I have made this song. From where? I don't know. I should crawl and look for it. This is the work of Kakinyak. He wants to go crawling and look for something, galloping. Think about Coca-Cola.
Crazy. Oh well, I'll just stay here. I'm not going to cause no harm. I will just spend money. Tuluwak made this song because he was crazy. Because he found a caribou over there on the meat cache. There I saw him put out the meat and he forgot about it. I saw, and that morning I saw the crows snatching some meat up the meat cache. These are the sounds by Kakinyak. This little song, I can't remember the tune. Well, that concludes my singing. It's over. My name is Elijah Kakinyak. But there's 2 minutes left. Has anybody had a short song? This is a little song that I learned as a little girl. I think Apollok used to remember this when we played out. There's a whale. There's a whale. Get it? Shoot it with a gun. It's a Bertha. That was a Rodanayak. The van is waiting outside. They will take you home for a while to rest for the potluck and the dance. The potluck is at 6 o'clock. And the dance will be at 7:30 at the youth center. Oh, it's at the youth center.
That's the end of this day's session, and that's the end of this tape.